You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Mo Etc. with the beautiful track Boys. We're going to be chatting with Mo shortly. Stick around.
Colored like the others, look but done their touch, cause beware the currents that drag them farther, beware the waves they may break into, beware the oceans that pull them under, let nothing or nobody through. The boys lapping up the water, floating up the words full of air. Oh, 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 these pretty boys lapping up the water. How they suck it like they love it, fuck but don't dare touch, cause beware the women who drag them farther, beware the girls they may break into, beware the feminine that pulls in under, let nothing or nobody
through. Mo Etc. with Boys. On the line, we have got Mo down in Pōneki. Kia ora, Mo. How are you this morning?
Morena. Hi. I'm doing really good this morning. How are you all doing up there?
Good. It's so nice to chat with you. Congratulations on your very beautiful new album, Boys.
Yay. Thank you.
It's a stunner. I really like the structure of it as well, because you've got four really beautiful kind of R&B poppy gems, and then you've got this incredible 15-minute long guided meditation. It's a whole trip, this whole record. Tell us a wee bit about the process of creating this, Mo. What was the idea behind Boys?
Yeah, I think it's 2 years since I released my first album, Ocean, and I guess it's just like it's continuing on this idea of owning my narrative, that I'm the one creating everything, and just seeing like what I've learned in the past 2 years. So a real exercise in like production and engineering and also storytelling and everything that's kind of just piqued my interest over the past 2 years. And so to see that growth and to also refine my process has been super interesting.
I really am interested in, this is such a world that you're building with this, and also being kind of the builder of all the different parts, as you just sort of mentioned there. Where do you start? Which is the kind of point for a song, a song's genesis for you? Is it the storytelling, or is it a sound? Where does it come from?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it would be about the storytelling first. I guess that with me, my day job is working in theatre and screen, and so I'm always thinking of how it looks, like what the videos might be like, what's the whole experience of it. And so, yeah, I'm always thinking of it in like sound design terms, and then like, what would the video look like, or what would the film or the stage version of this look like? So, yeah, like try to create a whole experience.
Yeah, totally. I think that visual language is really strong in the cover art for this as well. It's a really beautiful image, and I can't tell if it's a, like a composite image, if it's been collaged together or if it is the way that that situation happened, but it's so magical and beautiful, and there's something very kind of gentle about it that I really enjoy. Could you talk us through a wee bit that particular image, why you chose it, and maybe also describe it a little bit for the listeners?
Yeah, for sure. I am fascinated by the ocean, and like all of my music has some sort of like water element to it, or I'm always like speaking about some sort of body of water. But to me, the ocean has always been a healing place, a place to go to like a noir, to like cleanse and to heal, I guess. It's such an important part of healing and returning to neutral. And so with my last album, it was called Ocean Bed, and that was sort of animated, and I wanted to kind of have a different version of that, where we're kind of above water now, and we're talking about coming out of the water. And yeah, I just want it to be moody, and yeah, it is. It's like four songs, like tracks, and then I wanted like four bodies in the image, and that they all kind of had their own vibe. And so for me, I can see every character, every figure in the image is a different song. And yeah.
I really like that idea of, yeah, having the kind of figures relate to the tracks. Does that mean when you're writing these songs as well, or thinking about them, is there like an embodied version of that song in your mind? Do you kind of have people you attach to it, or kind of like a thought that's attached to that?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's important too. I think like it's almost like every song a different Mo is singing that.
Yeah,
I was talking to someone about it this morning. It's like the first two sentences of every song is the truth, and then from there, it goes anywhere. I can take it anywhere.
Yeah.
And to create that distance from myself and the work as an artist is like super important to me. To keeping my truth my own, but also using it as well.
Totally. Tell us a wee bit about having the guided meditation part of this album, because that is a really awesome and quite unusual move to put half of your record be this sort of beautiful soundscape.
Yeah, that's exclusive to Bandcamp. So when you buy it from Bandcamp, that's a little gift that I wanted to have for those who like invested in me as an artist. So that's what's been, people who have bought it have been listening to. Yeah, I just wanted something extra because this goes to Spotify on June the 1st. But for those who really want to support me as an artist, I wanted to take them on a journey and thank them really for their time and their, I don't know, mental space. And to have something special just for those people. And then the four tracks are going to be on Spotify in June.
Nice. I really like that. It feels like a really generous gesture to kind of have that direct conversation with the people who are engaging with what you're making and supporting your music.
Yeah. It's been the people who are buying and enjoying the meditation.
I think we, as artists, we feel like we just, like, package our stuff neatly and, like,
put it on a silver platter for our audiences, and we just like hustle so hard to give it away for free.
Yeah,
and that's really exhausting.
Totally. Yeah.
But to be like, it's on Bandcamp, and if you get it, yeah, this is a little present for you, so thank you.
Yeah, yep. That's nice. It kind of takes you, that pressure to have your foot on the gas all the time or something like that.
Yeah.
Sort of like taking your foot off a wee bit, which is, a relief. I'm sure lots of people who are releasing music can relate to that feeling.
Yeah, for sure. I will do it eventually down the track. Like, I am going to be doing it, but to have this time, it's been like a month and a bit of people listening already who have bought from Bandcamp. It's just like, it's like leading up to the, instead of being like angsty about leading up to the release, it's just like, it's been so lovely. Like, people are already listening, they're already like feeding back to me, they're already like, I feel way more empowered going up to that press release.
And
that release should be about new followers, you know, like it should be about, I feel like I can talk directly to new listeners. Whereas right now I'm talking to people who already know me, who have already invested, and who, I feel they're behind me now.
That's so lovely. That's such a special thing. It makes that whole process completely different, eh?
Totally different, yeah. It's been a game changer.
Your beautiful track, Deep Down, is currently knocking about the BFM playlist. Can you tell us wee bit about this track, Mo? You can keep your secrets as well, but what's the kind of entrance to this song for a listener? What were you thinking about or exploring when you were making this one?
Yeah, I guess it's transitioning to another way of being, you know, reclaiming your space once you've, you know, when you've been in a relationship and being in a partnership and moving away from that in the most, it's always going to be painful and hard, but, you know, trying to be as transparent, you know, it gets to that point where you're like, I'm not saying this to be cruel, I'm saying this because it's the truth, you know, and it's like, you deserve the truth, and so it's like, yeah, it's like, really, like, it's, for me, I'm a person who sometimes, like, I don't say what I really truly mean. And I don't think I'm alone in that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, how do you communicate what's like screaming inside of you?
Mm-hmm.
But you think that you have to hold it in because you don't want to hurt the other person. So, yeah. I guess like all those feelings deep down, like how do you communicate that in a loving, gracious way?
Oh, Mo, this is a beautiful album. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. As you have been mentioning, it's up on Bandcamp now for anyone who wants to go and purchase it, moetc.bandcamp.com. And good to go and do that, because as we've been talking about, beautiful guided meditation as part of that release too, which will not be on streaming services. It's just a special one for the Bandcamp people. Mo, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you.
Have a fantastic rest of your day. You're so welcome.
Thanks.
Kakite.
Kakite. The sun sets on us in the dark when we part, while you cry for me. You scream, what more do you want? Is perfection not enough? Like how you go. Deep down, deep.
That is Mo etc. with the beautiful track Deep Down. That's from Mo's new album Boys, which is exclusively on Bandcamp at the moment. Go get it in your life. Moetc.bandcamp.com. Thank you so much to Mo for speaking with us this morning.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.